Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 International Film Festival Rotterdam, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Bani Khushnoudi. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for the invitation.
And you're presenting the film Fireflies. Now, for the benefit of our listeners, would you maybe like to introduce your film a little bit and tell us about the story?
Yes, Fireflies, or Luciérnagas in Spanish, talks about a young Iranian gay who's left the country and kind of maybe in an abrupt way to go into exile somewhere, to find somewhere to live. But the story really starts from a time that he's been already in Veracruz, Mexico, for about a month, and he's trying to find a way to get back. He made it there by accident, by hiding on a cargo ship. And Veracruz is this huge port in Mexico, was the most important port in Latin America for almost half a century, with its own particular history of migrations and economic growth, and let's say the golden era of it, and then the decline. And so it's about his time there and figuring out what to do, and two friendships, very special friendships that he makes. So the story is really not just about him, but about this meeting of these people, friendships, a sort of way of surviving, let's say, emotionally within that context. I'm Iranian originally. I was born there, and I grew up abroad, and now I've been living in Mexico for 10 years. Mm.
So that's why you decided to set it in Veracruz?
Yeah, it's my first film in Mexico, and I really wanted to make a film there, in Veracruz especially, because I don't live there, but it's somewhere I visited very early on when I had moved to Mexico. It really struck me. So it really started with the place. It's a film somehow about place as well. But I wanted to have an Iranian character, Iranian element, for my first film in Mexico.
Yeah, and the Iranian character in the film is also happens to be gay.
It's about violence, in a way. Violence that people have gone through because of who they are and where they're from or what context they're coming from. The other characters have also had violent things happen to them, whether it be ruptures, people leaving them, or other violence, gang violence. One of the characters is from El Salvador. And in my case, we all know a bit the situation for gay people or trans or LGBT in Iran. So he has this background, although we don't dig into the specifics of it. It's the violence that really connects people, the scars, even literal scars that connects people.
And I guess that's also like, you know, one of the themes that he has, this main character, is that he just doesn't seem to know where he is going next, and maybe escaping from commitments as well a little bit, but just quite simply not being able to look at the road ahead. So it's really like this disorientation that's central to the movie.
Yeah, it's about displacement. I mean, the commitment thing, I think it's difficult when you're uprooted and you're just trying to find a context where you can be yourself, because for me, he knows who he is. It's not about him searching or coming out. He knows who he is, but he can't find a place to really be that person. And so he's had to leave things behind. He's had to separate, he's had to deny people, relationships, and he's not sure, of course, if he wants to stay in Veracruz. He doesn't seem to want to. He wants to go back, but he doesn't know what to go back to or where to go back to. So it's really this limbo, a moment of limbo, and it's the relationships he has there, maybe are temporary, maybe they're permanent. We don't quite know that in the film. It's just this moment in time and this place that's so important.
We spoke about Veracruz a little bit, and I think one of the things that appealed to me so much about this movie is the thing about hearing so many different languages or even different accents or just different ways of speaking. It really shows the multiculturality of the place as well.
Yeah, it's a very, very interesting place because it was this port of entry into, let's say, this part of Latin America, Central America. But it was also where Mexico was discovered, you know, in quotes, by Hernan Cortes, the conquistador who arrived to Mexico. It's where they brought slaves in. It's where later there was a huge Lebanese migration in the late 19th century. It's where during the Spanish Civil War, the Spanish refugees were coming over. And it's where people continue to arrive, and it's a port. So, of course, it's full of different people from different places that are there just for a day or for a month or forever. I started to write the story when I read an article about a man from Iraq who had actually arrived there by hiding on a boat from Greece. He had applied for asylum in Greece and got refused political asylum during the last war. And so he ended up in this place, and he decided to stay for very different reasons than my character, but I thought it's so interesting. We never expect that from that part of the world, from the Middle East where I'm from, people can arrive to Mexico these days. And in this context of, let's say, the current situation of migrants, you know, the reasons they're fleeing and the way they're fleeing, and more disconnected and individual. In groups, of course, they're moving across borders or trying to, but also these lone characters that get lost.
Places of transition like that particularly interest me because, I mean, I feel like, you know, there's so much motion and movement and restlessness in them. But I'm wondering how then do you represent that in the cinema? Because a lot of the times there's always the risk of not representing it correctly and making it seem like it's a place that doesn't exist. Here, I think we get a sense of the fact that the place does exist.
Yeah, I mean, I use the place, Veracruz, the city, as a decor, and I go to its certain contexts, cafes, bars, the port itself, boats. There's a fort, very important fort, that was built by the Spanish, which was a prison, you know, against pirates. So I use all the context, the architectural context, which is something that also interests me, to talk about the place. But the story that's happening, you know, it's floating in these places. So it's not, I try not to be didactic in my films and allow all of this to permeate and you know, give us an ambience, a solid ambience.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like that's a challenge, not to be didactic?
It's a challenge, certainly, but it's something I don't know how to do. I really like subtleness. I like to talk through metaphors. I like to talk through suggestive things. It's maybe part of an Iranian way of not going straight to the subject, but talking around it and suggesting things and feelings. And it's something I like. It's what I know how to do in cinema.
Yeah, it's perhaps true, but also, like I mentioned, the languages, the mix of languages there being very orally appealing to me. Mm-hmm. I feel like the soundscape of the film is just as important as the visual scape. I don't know if that was something that you focused on as well.
Definitely. Sound is something I work on from very early stage and develop, and it's also the sound design is very important to me. Even the mix is super important, and the languages, as you comment, is really important to this film because it's our modern situation. Yeah. You know, many people have different languages or can speak at least a bit of certain languages, and it's just about communicating, getting one's point across in a very certain context, a specific context. And there's a lot of body language, a lot of suggestive things that are not communicated through exact words, but I wanted to have this mix of Spanish and English, and there's some Farsi, and also we hear, you know, we see some Asian guys who are working on one of the boats who are also speaking in English. So it's a way of, you know, connecting my characters too.
Yeah. Just as a final question, I mean, I was wondering how you work with the cast as well, and particularly with this cast, how you found them and how you came to know that they were the right people for the parts.
Each one very differently. You know, for the Iranian character, I was in a casting situation, but of course outside of Iran, and there's so few actors that I had to really find them and try to find a way to meet them. The Eduarda Gurrola, who plays Leti, I knew it was her, and I approached her, and she wanted to do it, and I had no doubt. I didn't have to do any tests with her. It was completely obvious for me. And also Guillermo's character, the Salvadorian, is a Mexican actor, Luis Alberti, and I found him in Mexico. I did do an extensive casting for that, but I also had an instinct about him.
Can you explain to me the title, Fireflies?
Sure, of course. Fireflies was there from the beginning. It's I was inspired for this title from a text that Pasolini wrote in the 70s, and also the interpretation of his text by a French philosopher, Georges Didier Huberman, about people who are marginalized or pushed to the corners by fascist context or by a violent context, and who manage to survive and to communicate with each other in the dark, metaphorically, like fireflies. So I thought it's beautiful.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. Thanks.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.